Doorbell rings, he drops a bag outside. When we read the fucking mail, it's a hell of a ride. One for my buddy, two for the show, three orange slices and away we go. Listen to mail, come on, listen to mail. Gilbert and Frank's very amazing colossal mailbag. Colossal mailbag. Colossal mailbag.
Hi, I'm Gilbert Gottfried. I'm here with my co-host Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
And may I say, you're particularly energetic this
yes.
evening. I couldn't even say it.
Yes, I've gotten into cocaine.
How's it working out for you? Do it anally? What are you doing? Are you...
I believe we've all learned that's called boofing.
Which orifice?
Yes.
Ray Bone is not here this week. Verderoso is here. We're at the new digs in honor of Paul. Somebody sent us, did you see the tweet where somebody sent us I think it was a blues name generator? Did you see that? Yeah. I guess it was on Facebook to figure out new names for Ray Bone.
Oh, yes.
We just had some quick housekeeping here. We're going to do a viewer mail episode. We're going to do Twitter mail, which we love to do. But, Gilbert, we wanted to quickly thank Darren Bokes, who sent you a magazine.
I think it's Film Facts.
Film Facts. It's a special issue.
An interview with my favorite, Lon Chaney Jr.
There you go. Darren is from the UK, came to New York. We had lunch. He said, here's a gift for Gilbert. Of course, I never get a gift. But that's neither here nor there.
And you never got hugged and kissed by Roseanne Arquette.
No.
Which I did two, three times.
She did not hug me. She hugged you three times.
Yes.
And that will haunt me forever.
And I want to just remind everyone, no one ever sent me cash at the old Nutmeg. I'm going to assume at the old Nutmeg location, there's a pile of envelopes with cash in it.
You're still trying to get cash?
But
Raybone got a buck, right?
He got a buck. We were going to split it. It's a shakedown.
A couple of things, too. I want to thank Michael Bonfiglio, who sent me some swag. We talked about the Gary Shandling documentary with Alan.
Yes.
Michael was the executive producer on that with working with Judd. Is a fan of the podcast. He directs David Letterman's new show on Netflix. He's directed some other great documentaries, and he reached out and he said, thank you so much for mentioning the Gary Shandling doc. And I'm a fan, and he sent me five movies. So there you go. I did get a gift.
And I don't keep the names, unfortunately, but at the end of shows that I'll do, I have people come up and give me, like, books.
What are they giving you?
Oh, all kinds of things.
Write their names down.
Yeah, I
should.
So we
can properly thank them.
Great gifts, they said me.
And speaking of Judd, we want to thank Judd for the lovely shout-out in The Hollywood Reporter.
Oh, Judd Apatow said this is the show he listens to.
In his car.
You know, speaking of the Netflix series, and I hope I'm not giving anything away, but I heard Gilbert, in the vein of Letterman's, has a new Netflix show coming out called Our Next Guest Just Passed Away.
Yeah.
No? It's a similar,
similar
motif.
Premise.
Yeah. We also want to congratulate Weird Al as far as former podcast guests. Oh, he got a star on the Walk of Fame.
Oh, wow.
And we want to tell people to see the Gilda movie. Speaking of the Alan's White Bell episode, because it's out now and it's terrific. So see the Shandling doc, which we raved about. See the Gilda doc, which we raved about.
And you could see my documentary, Gilbert.
There's another gratuitous plug. We want to thank Gino for a wonderful episode, the person who Gilbert refuses to name.
I would have left him out.
Yes.
Yeah.
What if you say his name three times? Maybe he appears. And we want to thank Paul Feig, who schlepped here on a busy night with a lot going on and a new movie out, and he was great.
He was a lot of fun.
And Gilbert even threatened to kick his ass. And you'll appreciate this. I want to thank, too, Robert Schneider, who has a wonderful podcast about the history of Broadway, who was a podcast fan who took me to lunch. And it was Julie Andrews' birthday. So there you go.
Okay.
Even though you killed her off weeks ago. She is alive and well.
The late Judy Garland.
There we go. Thank you, Arnie Kogan. And also, it was Bud Abbott and Groucho's birthday.
That's right.
So
and
there you go.
I had never heard this, But someone said that Groucho said Bud Abbott was the greatest straight man.
I never heard it either, but I saw it on Twitter, so it must be true.
Oh, it has. But Bud Abbott was a fantastic straight man.
He was. And did you enjoy my Bud Abbott photo of me?
Oh, my. That was
me
scary.
As a 17-year-old Bud Abbott?
Very scary.
I put it on Twitter. Yeah, my wife likes that picture. I don't know why. It's goofy.
And someone sent me, we must have a name here for who sent the Groucho.
It's probably on Twitter, but yeah, but set it up. Set it. We have a clip.
Yeah. Someone sent me a Groucho Marx song. We'll have to find his name and put it in, maybe, I guess.
Yeah.
Insert it in.
Yeah. And what was the, somebody tweeted you?
Yes. Yeah, someone tweeted me a Groucho Marx song.
That you were unaware of?
Yes. Yes. And his name is, and then we'll put
it yes, in. Yeah. Frank will put it in.
Do it in my voice.
Yes. And it's called, I think it's called The Funniest Song in the World.
I have never heard this.
So if we could hear a little of it.
A monkey decided that he would make up the funniest song in the world. So the monkey sang. A giraffe once played near a looking glass, and he saw his neck was dirty as he chanced to pass. With a dirty neck, he would not be seen. So he ran to get a washcloth for to wash it clean. Laugh, laugh, laugh at the gangling giraffe. He's a funny, funny sight to see. Half, half, half of the neck of one giraffe is just twice as much as it should be. Now he soon found out he couldn't reach the top, so he thought that he would try it with a pail and mop. But he could not get high enough with that, so he tried it with a scrub brush on a baseball bat. But the brush didn't work, and he then began to massage it with a broomstick and a sprinkling can. Now that still was short, so he cried, "Here goes!" And he tried it with a ladder and a fire hose. Then he climbed all night, and he climbed all day, but the top was still so very, very far away that he sighed and cried, "I give up," sobbed he, "'cause between my head and body there's too much of me." Laugh, laugh, laugh at the game.
I do not know this song. But it's 7 minutes, or we'd play the whole thing.
Yeah, yes. I had never heard this, but these are the kind of gems that a fan send in.
We have to ask Steve Stolier about this, or Dick Cavett.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to know about that song.
And then someone sent us, I had seen this clip before.
Oh, this one. I have this on a DVD, I'm proud to say.
It's surreal.
Yeah. You want to set it up?
Yes.
We'll find the name of the person who sent it, too.
The Dinah Shore Show.
Yeah.
And she has on Gavin McLeod from Love Boat.
Yeah, Mary Tyler Moore Show, yeah.
And Robert Blake when he was known as Beretta.
Well, she used to do this thing on her show. It was a gimmick on the Dinah Shore Show where she would have actors, people who were not singers, sing.
Yeah.
Telly Savalas sang. Oh, God, I have this. I'm trying to remember who's on this. Chuck Woolery. Well, Chuck Woolery had a single, but he wasn't a singer.
No,
they had all. She would get these people, and I don't know how she got them to do it and sing.
Yeah,
and embarrassed. Hervé Villechaize is on.
Oh, that's right.
Hervé Villechaize is on.
We gotta find that song.
I'll bring the whole thing in.
Yes,
and we'll do it. We'll do an episode about it. But for now,
you're like, let's be friends.
I have a different one.
Yeah.
I have one called, I think it's The Time of My Life.
Oh, jeez.
But it's not the Green Day one, obviously.
Oh, and there was one where he's singing something like, let's live together.
That's the one Frank was just referencing in the booth. But we'll play this one. If you haven't heard it, this is the Gavin McLeod.
And Robert Blake.
Passing by a real fine hotel, a chick was walking out, and she was looking swell. Now I give her the eye and started to carry on, when a Cadillac pulled up and the chick was gone. It should have been me with that real fine chick. It should have been me with that real fine chick.
God.
Hey, hey,
He's drunk.
Oh, of course.
A little later on, a theater I passed. I spotted another chick, and baby, did she have class. I was all set to write her name in my book when her husband came up, and brother, did he give me a dirty, dirty look. It should have been me. Real fine chick. It should have been me. Oh, real that real fine chick. It should have been me, baby, to be her chaperone. Go, cutesy, go.
Go, cutesy. I love show business.
With a $300 suit and a $100 hat, he was standing on the sidewalk.
He's got Gilbert's
by
rhythm.
Dynaflow.
Yeah.
When a voice went in, said, "Hey, Daddy, come on, let's go." It should have been me with that real fine chick.
This is so bad. It's great.
It is.
Low.
I ate a bowl of chili and I felt okay.
At least until I passed this fine cafe.
Now I saw a guy eating a great big steak
while a waitress stood by feeding him ice cream and cake. It should have been me with
It's a little homoerotic.
It is. They got their arms around each other the whole time.
Oh, that was all there was.
Yeah, yeah. I've got the full thing, which I'm going to bring in. And I told you, I've got Hervé on there and our friend Keith Carradine sings.
Yes.
But at least he had a hit record.
Yes.
I mean, the rest of the Telly Savalas doing the Bread song, If.
Oh.
You know that song?
Yes.
If a man could be ten places
at one time.
I'd be with you.
Oh.
It's just absolutely dreadful. I'll bring it in. We'll do an episode about it. We'll have Frank
but boy, this
cook it
Robert
up.
Robert Blake and Gavin McLeod singing together. I could watch that.
Me too.
Yeah,
me too. Yeah, by listening to it on a podcast, you know, it's on YouTube, so feel free to go find it. But Gavin McLeod's wearing an awful leisure suit.
Yes.
And posturing.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing. It's like somewhere between Sinatra and Vicky Carr.
Gavin McLeod getting down.
Yeah, it's very, very, very strange. Anyway, hold on to that. We'll use it at the end, Frankie. We'll go out on it. I want to do a couple of tweets, and maybe we'll stumble upon the names of the people who sent that. But there's some stuff here. Brian Van Hooker says, believe it or not, Gilbert's story about Kelsey Grammer and James Arness is actually true.
Yes.
These people doubt you.
See?
After 9 years of Cheers and 11 years of Frasier, Grammer matched Arness's record of 20 years of the same character. There you go. Eric Ryan says, my God, there was no need for lyrics to these great TV themes, but that's part of the fun. Great, bad. You really hated those, that Monsters theme.
Oh, my God.
And the I Dream of Jeannie.
And, you know, all these songs, the music is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you hear the lyrics. These are classic music scores.
Neil Hefti's Odd Couple theme.
Yeah, the Odd Couple classic. And then it's like, when they walk down the street, people say they're a couple.
Yeah.
Ain't Lenora, people say they're a couple.
That wasn't in there.
Yeah.
Apparently, lyrics written by the great Sammy Kahn of all things,
yes,
who was, you know, remarkable, but very, very strange. And I love the I Dream of Jeannie theme. I always loved it. But that Hugo Montenegro's theme, but that, those lyrics added nothing.
By the way, I tried to tag Gilbert in it.
Yeah.
You mentioned a rap song
that
used I Dream of Jeannie. It was the Fresh Prince.
Oh, that's correct. Very good. Very
Will
good.
Smith used that sample.
Yeah, they were pretty terrible, those songs.
Now, the one that I
But I gave you Sammy at the end.
Sammy... It's funny because I never really was a steady watcher of Hawaii 5-0, but had that been the theme song,
then you would have watched it.
I would have watched it. I would have made sure
you weren't a big Cam Fong fan.
Yeah.
As Chin Ho. Bob Ducart says, "I heard the Arquette pod. Two thoughts. First, After Hours always reminded me of a dream that you would have after taking NyQuil. It is a fever dream, that movie.
Yes, yes.
And second, the end of the show reminded me of two teenagers talking on the phone saying repeatedly, 'No, you hang up first.'"
Accurate.
Very accurate.
And but Sammy,
we have a little crush on Rosanna.
Oh yes,
yes.
How could you not?
We're not stupid. We're not blind.
And Sammy, they're singing.
Which one?
You know, well, when Sammy Davis was singing
the Hawaii 5-0 theme.
Yes,
yeah, it's grand.
When you're facing trouble, call 5-0.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. There was another version by Don Ho, apparently.
The Rosanna Arquette ID got used more than any other guest because her episode kept getting pushed back. So every week I'd have it in as a teaser.
Oh, that's right.
And then the next week, we'd be like, no, we're not doing it. So then again, so it was like 4 weeks in a row her teaser came on.
I use her voice as a teaser when I'm at home.
All right. Okay. We're in the Me Too era, damn it.
Yes. Oh, okay.
None of that. Joe Raymond, speaking of TV shows, incidental music, and by the way, a friend of ours, Mason Wood, who's a friend of the podcast, is helping me research your long-sought-after incidental music episode.
Oh, yes.
We are gonna do it. In fact, we're only going to do it because Mason's doing the heavy lifting. Speaking of TV show incidental music and deep song dives, did you know the CBS special presentation theme was a mashup of parts of a cue from Hawaii 5-0.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
He sent a link, which I will send.
You want me to play on the, play that? You mean the...
Yeah, I think that's what he means.
Let me pull it up.
You can find it. I'll keep going while you dig that out. Brian Van Hooker again. Frank and Gilbert, your public demands to know the full Kelsey Grammer story.
Ah.
I don't think we want to tell that.
All right, I got it.
Oh, here's the
mute. Could be a lawsuit.
Could be. Very good.
Oh, look at I this. Could hear it.
Look
that
at
always,
the
stuff. That always meant something good was about to happen.
CBS special presentation. Harold Itzkowitz. You love a tweet from Harold Itzkowitz.
Yes.
Here's another idea. Gilbert will sing the songs of the folk music greats like Dylan Seeger and Peter Paul and Mary. Gilbert doing Like a Rolling Stone will become an earworm. Is the world ready for you singing?
Yes.
We used to do Dylan in your act.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do, Dylan? Oh, but Dylan meets Floyd the Barber.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, and I keep, keeps flashing up on the computer, one of my faves.
Well, he's going to play that at the end to take us out. That's a surprise.
The man who would be Tom Selleck.
That's it. Shane says, he sent you, Gilbert, by sword, by pick, by axe, bye bye. He sent you the.
Yes.
He wanted you to know that The Mutilator premiered in theaters on this day, which was 5 days
ago. That was one of my favorite of those, like, taglines.
Yep. Robert Martin. Hey, I just finished the excellent Doug Benson podcast and number 216. I must say, Gilbert's thoughtful analysis of Ferris Bueller's Day Off is spot on.
And then he has a
hashtag called I Stand With Gilbert.
Oh, great.
So there you go. Do not tell Matthew Broderick.
I told Matthew, I like Matthew Broderick, but I started off the interview with I fucking hated Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
You're a welcoming host.
Yes.
If nothing else. This is interesting. Nickname, NYCK name, sent us. Did you see this? The show was mentioned in a comic strip?
Yes.
This is a syndicated comic strip called The Fusco Brothers. Did you see this?
Was it Eric? Does Eric
draw it? No relation to Eric Fusco of the Listener Society. And it's by a guy named, I'm going to fuck this guy's name up. Is it CJ? Oh, I have to look up his name. I'm sorry. JC Duffy is the cartoonist. And it's a guy in a doctor's office, and the doctor has a stethoscope, and he's listening to the patient's chest, and he says, give me another minute. I'm picking up a Gilbert Gottfried podcast.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
That really is.
We're breaking through in pop culture.
We have to do a mini episode of pop culture uses of Gilbert's
Yes, like when we were Hollywood Squares. A Jeopardy question.
Yeah.
Not Hollywood Squares.
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Ernest III. Here's something worse than the lyrics to the Munsters theme.
Ah.
It's the opening to the Munsters Today. Yes, I heard different lyrics.
I listened to that one.
You listened to that one. God help you.
And it's like, that was the John Chuck era.
Yes. And who played Lily? Was it our friend Lee Merriweather?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. And it was like, we're the monsters. We're the monsters.
We should get John Chuck, though.
Yeah, we should.
I saw him at Chiller. He ran out. I didn't get to grab him, but he's good for us. And he worked with Altman.
Oh, yeah.
And McMillan and wife and all that. Eric Williams wants you to know, Gilbert, that comic, actor, and the voice of Top Cat, and he refers to him as a Real Gilbert Podcast Fantasy League guest, Arnold Stang, was born 100 years ago.
Oh.
This week.
Do you know,
that would be last week.
I can slap myself on the back.
Because?
Because when I was doing that terrible Norman's Corner, they wanted one of the parts to be filled, like a guy that I talked to.
Oh, yes!
And I said, how about Arnold Stang?
You
and they
delivered
got
Arnold
him.
Stang.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's one of the best things in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the only good thing.
He might be. I didn't want to say that sitting next to you. I don't want to disparage Larry David. Gary Steger, PhD. Hey, Gilbert, my favorite part of your Rosanna Arquette podcast is that I don't think she has any idea who you are or what you do for a living. I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
I don't think she just showed up.
I think someone else, oh boy, what was the, was
people
it today's
dined out
episode?
On that.
There was, like the joke of the day was, who was the guest? It was like, I'm a big fan of Gilbert's. It's like, I can tell by all the movies you put me in.
Oh, it's Paul Feig.
That was so great.
He's done that before.
Yeah.
He's used that before. Yeah.
And the other one was, Gilbert, I loved all your stuff on SNL. And Gilbert's like, name one.
But he did name one.
He did name one.
And Paul was a great guest. Ann Baby. Guys, I love the podcast. Granted, I have to look up half the references, but I still love it. So do we.
Yeah.
We have to look up half the references. Let me see. Gilbert, another great bonus episode. And Frank, the idea of incidental in TV music show, music and TV shows goes back to the old Hal Roach shorts. Did you know this?
Oh.
Which recycled music. Check out the Bo Hunks, who created many of these pieces. He sends a link. That was Big Daddy. Sheldon Hill, because Gilbert never gets enough of this, sends this. I'll just play it into the mic. This is...
Damn.
Thank you, Sheldon Hill.
That was a very special Good Times. At the end of Good Times, when we finally realize she is heartbroken over the death of John Amos.
Former podcast guest, John Amos.
And I got John Amos on the shorter podcast.
Yeah, on the mini.
On the mini, I directed John Amos to do a damn.
Is that the proudest moment of your career?
Absolutely.
Now, do you do that as a promo? Do we ever get him doing a promo ID?
Maybe not. Now, I want to know if either of you saw this. This came from Charles Sorkin, and he wrote, the tweet is short, just like this. Did you see this? This is Come Meet. This is a poster.
Oh, yes.
From
come
the
meet
70s.
Our villages.
Yes. This was actually circulated. I'm on an email thread with Drew and Cliff Nesteroff and Patton Oswalt and some other guys and Larry and Scott. And they circulated this. It's Come Meet Hervé Villechaize. Also known as Beppo the Dwarf.
Yes.
In The Gang That Couldn't Shoot Straight. Meet him in person at JCPenney's.
One of his prouder moments.
Yeah. Beppo will appear at the following penny stores Thursday. So apparently, and this is in South Dakota.
You wonder why Hervé Villechaize killed himself.
Well, just so the poor thing. I don't know where this is. Greenbrier, South DeKalb, and North Lake. Obviously, our listeners will know. But apparently, this is a flyer. For you get to meet a meet and greet with Hervé Villechaize when he was in The Gang That Couldn't Shoot Straight, which I didn't even realize he was in.
And who was telling us that whole story that Hervé Villechaize was jealous of Tom Selleck?
Oh God, I'll have to go back and figure that out
because it was like, you know, aside from Tom Selleck being the most handsome
he was getting
guy
the pussy.
On the planet,
yeah,
why does he get more pussy than I do?
Because he can reach.
Yes.
Ron Friedman, who we had on the show, who was hilarious,
yes,
who's coming up, worked on Fantasy Island and knew Hervé very well, and we barely got to any.
I know.
Hervé Villechaize
stories.
We'll
have to bring him back. Talk about Hervé.
Blob Pelekas, Blob, not Bob. You guys must have seen this, and he sends a picture Gilbert is familiar with, which is Lon Chaney Jr. in the Wolfman makeup, taking a break.
See, that dog was the wolf.
Moose.
Moose.
Moose, Lon
it's
Chaney's
the wolf
dog.
That bites him in the Wolfman, and he kept the dog.
He gave his dog a part.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a great picture of him taking a snooze on the dog.
Yeah,
they're taking a snooze
full Wolfman
together.
Wolfman makeup. I think he met the dog on the set of the Wolfman and kept him.
Oh, that's a nice story.
Yeah.
A lot of tweets about Groucho's birthday. Somebody sent us that song. We still don't know who it is because it hasn't come up with. It hasn't come up yet again. Bill Big Daddy sends us best strawberry malted ever.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to have Buddy Hackett's son.
Sandy Hackett.
Sandy Hackett is going to come and join us on the show. And you just know that Gilbert may bring up the strawberry malt.
I hate to repeat.
I know you do.
But yeah.
I know you do. Matthew Harris says, I just listened to the Zweibel episodes, and you guys make life worth living.
Oh, that's great.
Which is a very, very nice thing. Let me see what else is here. Oh, boy. Lots of Groucho.
One woman said, among all the great Groucho stuff, she goes, he never made me laugh once.
Who said this?
Some woman tweeted that.
That's sacrilege.
Yeah.
Ian Thomas says, this was a great chat with Rosanna, despite Gilbert kicking the festivities off by thanking her for a nude scene.
Well, if you've seen that nude scene, the Executioner song, I think that was the movie?
Yeah, it's the Gary Gilmore
movie.
She was very young.
She looked good in there.
I think she was traumatized, but I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
And she looked good. She looked good when she was in the studio.
We loved her.
Yeah,
she inspired the Peter Gabriel song "Spank the Monkey."
Yeah, it's very good.
And
wrong Peter Gabriel song.
Oh, I get confused.
And did I mention that she hugged me a few times?
Three times.
Yeah.
Is that going to replace the Sandra Bullock story? The Devil, who is one of my favorite tweeters, The Devil, who loves the show, the never-ending quest for autofellatio is among a myriad of topics on discussion on this week's podcast with the very funny Paul Feig.
Yeah, Paul Feig's attempted to fellate himself.
Yes.
And
failed.
Yeah.
Yes, and wrote about it in his wonderful book, which is called Super Stud, which you should get. Banned from TCM. What is this person's? This person's Twitter handle.
Oh, and I gotta say, with Paul Feig.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times, a guest will say stuff on the show or something gets mentioned they'd rather not have. And he said, "Oh, there's one or two parts I want cut out." And I thought, oh, it's got to be him blowing himself.
No, I warned him about that ahead of time.
He was perfectly happy.
Yes.
With talking about trying to suck his own cock. But there was something else that revealed something about the movie.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But you don't want to leave reveals in the show when he's trying to sell a suspense movie.
No, of course.
Yeah.
But sucking his own cock.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Like dopes, we revealed spoilers and then had to cut them out of the show. Dan Robbins, after today's discussion with Paul Feig of Bob Hope's painting, that whole thing about the Phyllis Diller having a Bob Hope room in her house. A little strange.
That's like Hollywood Boulevard.
This is a surrealist. I'm showing it to Gilbert. This is a surrealist painting of, because this works well on a podcast medium, of Bob Hope. It's a Dali. It's a Salvador Dali-esque by an artist, now to find a cubist, George Burns.
That's a scary
I guess the artist is Salvador, I can't even tell, Deregli? D-R-E-R-E-G-L-I. I'm not familiar. Cosmic Giggle says, I ended up having to reload the podcast as a favorite. There were some technical glitches over the weekend on Stitcher. And Weird Al was the only, and one other show were the only ones available. And I enjoyed it. Strange, but not the first time it happened. The Weird Al episode, we released it recently. We re-released a bunch of them. Bob Saget episode, the Artie Lang episode. So if you go to gilbertpodcast.com, you can see the, you can listen to those episodes that were behind the paywall and now are not.
Yeah, those are funny ones.
Douglas Hanau, as we wind this down, after hearing Real Gilbert do the Chico Needed the Money bit with Paul Feig, I listened to a 1971 interview with Groucho and Dick Cavett where Groucho insisted the best movies the brothers made were Day at the Races and Night at the Opera.
Yeah.
Maybe it was his devotion to Thalberg.
Yeah.
I think it was his devotion to Thalberg.
I love that Chico Needed the Money has become such a running gag for the show that Steve has to post on Facebook. Anyone who uses
Stolyar. Yes, yeah. he's deeply offended by it.
He's like, anyone who says that, I'm removing
he's
your
He's angry.
Comment.
Are you?
Someone sent me a photo. This was a while ago.
Uh-huh.
They were all in civilian clothes, just regular suits.
Yeah, I saw that photo.
This is Chico
with Laurel and Hardy. Yeah, we talked about it on a previous show.
Yeah, very strange photo.
Yeah.
Have you seen the trailer for the Laurel and Hardy movie?
With John C. Reilly.
Oh, yeah.
Looks pretty good.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, and Coogan looks like Laurel. This is from the famous writer J. Michael Straczynski.
Yeah.
Who created Babylon 5 and many other wonderful things, a comic book author, a science fiction writer. He writes, Gilbert Gottfried would make an amazing Garibaldi. Look, all I'm saying is... You can't stay. Why, I don't know. They tell me what to do. I do. Someone's going to have to explain this to me. We're going to look up J. Michael. We're going to reach out to J. Michael Straczynski. He's also a novelist. He's a very prolific guy with a big following. And we're going to try to get him to explain what that means. It may be a reference to one of his pieces of work. Now, this one was interesting. Maybe we'll go out on this. Perry Shields sent this video in season 4 episode of Gomer Pyle. Did you see this video? Oh, he didn't send it to you. He only sent it to me in the podcast. Gomer shows up in Mayberry unannounced.
Oh.
No one's around, so he strolls through the sheriff's station, and when he looks up Barney's picture, I thought of Gilbert. There's that music. There's the... When he picks up Barney's picture. They must have had a nostalgic Gomer Pyle episode where he goes back to the courthouse.
That was kind of nice.
Yeah. And there's a great picture of the Marxes. That's the last picture of them taken, all in their suits and Harpo's in the hat. And it says, Mrs. Yakafluss sends it, and she includes a quote from Groucho where he says, "My mother treated us all equally with contempt." So there you go. We could keep going and keep going and keep going, but we also mentioned Richard Liu's birthday because Dick Cavett did an impression of Asian character actor Richard Liu on the very first podcast.
And I remember I did my imitation of Richard Liu then for him, which he did another line, but my line was, Akrafkaria.
Very good. I didn't know you did Richard Liu.
Well, I like to keep up with the kids.
How do I know that that's not Sammy Tung or Key Luke? I will go out on this one. Actually, I lied. The Daily Pessimist sends this wonderful picture of Nancy Sinatra and Dina Martin from the Dean Martin Show holding their hands over their dad's mouth and say they would be two great guests. We will have to reach out again. To the Sinatra girls, to Tina and to Nancy and Dina Martin,
and
have them come on and talk about their folks, about their fathers.
What did their parents do?
I'm not really sure. No. That would be a lot of fun, actually. There's a million more tweets here about Soupy Sales and Tor Johnson.
Great.
And
I lose track of them. I
know.
We get
and Sven Gulli wrote to us, and there's all kinds of great stuff here. And if someone wants to know, Mantan wants to know, is Richard Liu Dick Cavett's only impression? I think so. But we'll do another mail episode down the road, and then we'll do also a Listener Society episode, which we haven't done in a long time.
And keep sending in those tweets.
Keep them coming.
Yeah, they're terrific.
You touched upon it when you're reading earlier. I'm just constantly shocked by the amount of talent in the fans of the show.
Absolutely.
The people that connect, you know, you think, all right, it's just, you know, a regular person.
Oh, the artwork but is amazing.
But also, like, so many pretty accomplished actors and musicians, like, you know, like Adam Dorn, I'm going to shout out because
yeah, I love Adam.
Well, he's actually, he's co-composer or composer on the new Serial season.
I think he also composed the music for the Robin Williams documentary.
He did all of that. Yeah. And he's got another thing coming out, yep. But also Better Call Saul. But I'm just shocked at like the level of talent of the people that
absolutely
reach out.
And Steve Hanna and those wonderful Photoshops.
Yeah.
Oh. And Steve did us a big solid too.
Great work.
This week. And you know, we'll do a mini episode where we'll devote a little time to the talent of the listeners. Yeah.
And like I said, there's people who come up to me after shows and great artwork.
Yes. And by the way, those people who approach Gilbert after the shows, find me on Facebook and let me know who you are. Because Gilbert's way too self-absorbed
yes.
to give you credit or name check you or anything. So if you go to a show, you meet Gilbert, write to us, post on the Listener Society, identify yourself
yeah.
or on my Facebook page or Frank's. And we'll give you the proper shout out.
A friend reached out and said, I want to go see Gilbert. And I said, oh, well, if you see him, go up to him after the show and tell me you're a friend of mine. And he'll probably go, oh.
That's about what you usually get. In my case, if I have someone approach him, he pretends not to know me.
Yes, yeah.
You want to go out on this masterpiece?
Yes. Well, this has been Gilbert and Frank's amazing, colossal podcast.
And here... It's the wrong one. It's the obsessions.
Oh, wait.
But fuck it.
Two people have to fight.
This is Hervé Villages.
Why don't
they couldn't tell.
Learn to do what's right.
Oh, no, it's Mariah Carey. I'm sorry.
Why do they hurt each other so? Why don't they know what children know?
Bye.
summer.